There are an estimated 30,000 Mainers who, one way or another, depend on the state's marine economies, and it seems every one of them is contending with some sort of hit right now. As the COVID-19 pandemic has upset long-established systems of seasonal seafood supply and demand. Fred Bever has more.
Jeff Auger says when famed Boston restaurant chain Legal Seafood started closing doors 2 weeks ago, the trend was obvious. But
it was amazing how quickly it came crashing to a halt.
Auger is river foreman at one of the big Damariscotta River oyster-growing operations, Mook Sea Farm. He says that about a week ago, trucks sent to the company's usual Boston buyers started coming back almost fully loaded with unsold oysters. Then it got worse.
So, yeah, this week we all worked half the hours, and then unfortunately we've had to furlough about 70 to 80% of the crew.
That's about a dozen workers, he says. Most or all of the region's oyster farms find themselves on the ropes during what is usually one of the busiest times after a winter slowdown. And this was supposed to be serious money-making time for the state's elver fishermen.
The elver price is $500 a pound compared to the $2,000 we saw last year.
Krista Tripp of South Thomaston is, like many in Maine's seafood industry, a multifaceted saltwater entrepreneur. In addition to netting the glass eels to serve now anemic Asian markets, she's a sometime sternman on her father's lobster boat, and she runs a small oyster farm as well. Tripp says that the COVID-19 pandemic has laid waste to the U.S. restaurant sector, which usually accounts for about 70% of seafood sales in the U.S. and Maine.
We're usually selling to the restaurants and to different distributors. I sell to a few different distributors, and all of their markets have stopped.
Up the coast in Stonington, lobsterman Genevieve McDonald says this time of year she's usually getting her boat back in the water and ready to hunt for a specialty fish, halibut, but she's holding back for now.
I'm not sure there will be a market. We sell to a niche market that goes directly to restaurants. I have a feeling these fine dining restaurants probably are not serving fresh halibut right now.
She's staying busy enough, though. McDonald represents Stonington and other fishery-dependent downeast towns in the state legislature. She's been on the phone a lot with Maine's congressional delegation, seeking details on just how Maine fishermen and aquaculturists access unemployment benefits or small business loans to help tide them over these rough waters. Maine's lending community, she adds, is stepping up.
I mean, I have a boat payment myself and was able to work with my lender, and I've talked to other fishermen that have been able to get extensions as well.
And it's not like Maine fishermen are throwing up their hands and waiting for a government handout. Many are selling their hauls at pop-up markets, where they can often get a better price than from dealers, if dealers are buying at all. That can continue now, even with Governor Janet Mills' latest stay-at-home order. According to the Department of Marine Resources, lobstermen are considered essential workers, and their licenses entitle them to sell directly to consumers, although guidance for shellfish is a little more complicated.
Like, the local food movement right now is on fire in Maine.
And buying closer to the boat is a great thing, says Annie Salikas, executive director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association. Wholesalers struggling to keep up their usual level of purchases want to see local boats, bait shops, and wharfside businesses stay healthy in whatever way possible, she says. But she adds that the entire value chain needs support, including from the $300 million Maine Senator Susan Collins helped to earmark for the seafood industry within the latest federal stimulus package.
We're also concerned for our customers in places like Chicago and Houston, because if they are not liquid, if they are not able to purchase product and distribute to their restaurants and their bars and their casinos, then our product doesn't have the value that it needs to have here. So we are looking at this holistically as the entire seafood industry in the United States.
It could be weeks before federal dollars actually start flowing to the states and thence to their strapped businesses. Oyster farm foreman Jeff Auger, whose company is continuing health benefits for furloughed workers, says the potential $600 a week unemployment benefit can't come soon enough for his crew.
The practical question is it going to be there, you know, this week, next week, or the week after, or in a month and a half?
But for the state's dominant seafood fishery, lobster, the timing could be worse. Many of the smaller inshore operations usually don't get going until late spring. And for some of the big offshore trawlers, there's the federal scallop season near Gloucester, Massachusetts, that opened just this month. Chibeague Island fisherman Alec Todd and his son, who steamed down there this week, says it was a very different scene from previous years.
We spent the whole time on the boat there alone. I mean, it's totally different than the other years where we were down there where, you know, we'd go to eat, you know, go eat breakfast, go eat lunch, go do whatever. We're just stuck on the boat, quarantined, I guess.
Todd says the price scallops fetched at the New Bedford auction weren't eye-popping, but still strong enough to make the trip worth it. That, he says, and new demand from locals in Maine that he save some of those shellfish back to sell to them when he gets home. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.